Debbie Vogel joins us from the United Way. They have a service that they brought to our community a couple of years ago. It's called 211, Get Connected, Get Answers. And if you need help in a non-emergency situation, you don't need to call 911. You can call 211. Debbie, go back to the beginning, because you were the one that was instrumental in pushing this. Why did you feel it was necessary to have this in our community?
This is just a great service for any community to have, and 90% of the United States has 211. Of course, Illinois was kind of the last to jump on board, and right now we're probably about 60% of Illinois has 211. So it's a universal number all over the country, and it's really important when we have so many services that are available to help people. We want to make sure that they know what those services are and how to get to them, and just what's available out there so that they can take care of any issues that they have, whether it's for themselves or maybe it's a client that they have or somebody that they, you know, work with, or a family member. So it's really important to be able to use those services and know what they are, not have to call, you know, 10 phone numbers to navigate through the system to find the service that you actually need.
All right, so this is for Macon, DeWitt, and Moultrie counties. It's staffed 24/7 by trained volunteers, right? So they're, it's always available. And it's everything from rent and utility assistance to substance abuse to food pantries, disability services, shelter. But on a day like today where people might find themselves in need when the weather is just absolutely dangerous, this may be a great resource.
Yes, so they monitor every county situation and what's happening in that county on a daily basis. So if there's some type of emergency or situation where, you know, all of central Illinois is really cold right now, they're on top of all of the services available, the warming center, so that they have that information available immediately. So if somebody does call and is needing something, they'll be able to direct you to the correct places. So it's really great. For, you know, even if there was a disaster type situation, they would have the, they're a part of the emergency management to where they would have that information available immediately. So people aren't trying to call 911 for things that aren't necessarily an emergency of that type where they can, you know, they have one specific problem, they can call this number and get directed to the correct place.
Yeah, and it's not just on days like today, although we're pointing it out today. I mean, if you have a family member who has a substance abuse problem, it is a great way to start this conversation without having to do all the investigation or looking up websites or trying to find phone numbers. Just call 211 and they can point you in the right direction, or senior services or financial assistance or even education, maternal child health care, homeless services, legal assistance, volunteer opportunities. There's a whole list of things that are covered.
Really, any situation that comes up that you might need help with, and they get very specific. You know, the agencies are able to say exactly what they do, even down to, you know, most people wouldn't know it, but we have six different places in Macon County where if you're a mother that's needing some assistance and you need diapers, you can call and say, I'm in search of diapers. I need diapers. I'm out. I don't have any money. And they can find that for you. So it can drill down to very specific things on how to get that help and up-to-date service. So, you know, there's some organizations that have, you know, help with rent or help with power bills and things like that. When those places are out of money monthly, they let 211 know so that they're not continuing to direct people there. So it's a very up-to-date system that helps in those times of need. So you're not really you're not calling a million places to get one type of service.
Yeah, or getting passed on to voicemail or whatever. I mean, there's going to be somebody there that will take your call and talk to you.
Exactly.
And it is, and it's funded for 10 years, correct?
It is, and we're very grateful for the Howard Buffett Foundation for we're one of the only United Ways. I think we are the only United Way in the United States that has secured funding. So this is a great opportunity for us to be able to build the service and get the word out there and let people know that it's here, and not have to worry about that aspect of it.
All right. Well, Debbie, stay safe. United Way offices open today or closed?
We're going to be open. A couple of us will be there, but we'll be going in just a little bit late today, but we'll be there. And then a couple of us will be at the YMCA WSOY Challenge today as well.
Yeah, a couple of us will be too. So we'll see you there. Thanks for sharing the information and all that you, Debbie Vogel from the United Way. This 211 is a gift to the community. It truly is.